Right about now, seasonal excitement or dread is really starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates up to 86% off. This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code Dan, my first name, for a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter code Dan. That's Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and enter code Dan.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. The Hunter Biden laptop story is one of the biggest corruption scandals in the history of the U.S. presidency. The fact that we have a guy, a senile corruptocrat, sitting in the White House right now who was influence peddling and selling his last name to foreign governments via his son is probably the biggest presidential scandal in modern times. There are a couple takeaways from this story. Number one, CBS confirming this story is a total joke. CBS is a disgrace. I used to work with Catherine Herridge at Fox. Don't know her. I don't think I've ever met her personally. She's a good reporter. However, why she didn't push this story sooner is beyond me. Guys, was there an election? Did I miss? Was it an election? I'm not checking my calendar. Yes, yes, there was. It was a midterm election thing.
Yeah.
Did you find it a little, the timing or election and most of the, what's that? Yeah. Geese like Joe, slightly conspicuous. Yeah, it's not inconspicuous. You're correct. So they wait for a lot of these races to be called, the critical ones. And all of a sudden, shazam, baby. Look at this. We get this story about CBS breaking the story about the Hunter Biden laptop. Again, we had the receipt. We had the receipt. Yeah, the receipt from the receipt from years ago. Here it is right here. I'm looking at it right here. This receipt. Wow. That's pretty fascinating. The receipt's dated 4/12/2019. CBS is a joke. Their reporting is a joke. It's an embarrassment. So I'm going to remind you again, this certainly is, this part isn't breaking news, to never, ever, ever trust what we call the mainstream media. They are liars. They are corrupt. They are corrupt to the core. Assume they are lying about everything all the time because they are. They broke this after the election and 2 years before the presidential election, as Guy said, conspicuously timed to not affect one election, the midterms, while minimizing the damage on the next election, the presidential in 2024. Do you really believe? You got to stop me if I, because you know, this. Gosh, these media stories piss me off.
Yeah.
They piss me off like you have no idea. Do you really believe that CBS couldn't confirm this laptop earlier? Let me just play for you Catherine Herridge's report. And I want you to listen. I'm just going to play a portion of it where they finally verify the laptop is real. And I want you to ask yourself as you're listening to this, something a lot of conservative and mainstream media outlets haven't asked. What about this couldn't have been done right after we found out about the laptop, when John Paul MacIsaac, the laptop store owner who was given the Hunter Biden laptop in 2019, what about this story couldn't have been confirmed 2.5, 3 years ago? Here, check this out.
House Republican investigations are coming, and that could be a challenge for the White House as we head into 2023 and 2024. The laptop data we had analyzed showed no evidence it was faked or tampered with.
Digital forensic investigator Mark Lanterman was previously a member of a Secret Service electronic crimes task force.
There was one thing that got my attention, and that was a voicemail.
It's Dad. I called and told you I love you. I love you more than the whole world, pal. Can I get some help?
That voicemail, apparently from Joe Biden during his son Hunter's drug addiction, is one of many findings Lanterman used to authenticate what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data.
You're confident based on your analysis this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
So tell me again, I'm going to ask a question that has not been asked. I haven't seen it on cable news yet about that specific report. What about the technique CBS used to verify the laptop couldn't have been done 2+ years ago? What?
Nothing in that case. Nothing.
Zero. Right. Zero. They contacted an expert, a guy who ironically used to work at the Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force. What we used to call, which is weird, Joe, ECTF. I wonder where they got that from. So he went to a guy that used to work in the ECTF who easily confirmed and verified it was his laptop and said, no, it wasn't hacked or any of this other nonsense. What couldn't have been done? The answer is nothing. Zero. Do you see the timing? They waited not till after the election. Please understand. They waited till after the election races that mattered were called. And then they did it as early as they can before the 2024 election. So this will disappear before that. As Guy just said, this is conspicuous, double-barreled, family-friendly middle finger. They think you're stupid. And liberals, frankly, are. This is the most corrupt human being to ever enter the White House. There's not even a close second. How do you, with a straight face, say you're still concerned about a fake pee-pee tape and a fake collusion scandal with the Russians, now knowing that Biden was selling his family name through his son to foreign enemies of the United States, and you don't care? Just shut your mouth, please. Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear from you ever again. Just admit that your lips are surgically attached to the ass and are not removable to the liberal democratic cause and the destruction of the United States. And you have no principles whatsoever. None. You have zero. Just shut your mouth. Your opinion means nothing. You are an irrelevancy. You are a principleless loser and a zero. Don't ever trust these people. The liberals who support this guy and the media goons who ushered in a new era of unprecedented corruption into the White House. Hat tip Tom Elliott at Grabian for putting together this supercut. Here is a supercut. I cut it a little bit short, but he did a great job. Tom Elliott supercut of obvious loser zero, corrupt to the core media hacks you should never, ever trust. Assume as a default position these people are lying. Here they are parroting a bunch of now fully discredited talking points that the laptop was Russian disinformation, that it was a scam or a scheme. The scam was being played on you by these losers. Check this out.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden.
This is really one of the stupidest October surprises I've ever seen.
It helps to really view this as storytelling, not so much as news coverage, but as political entertainment.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
We should note Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked.
There is no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
It just lacks credibility.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
Folks, to the liberals who listen to my show and send me death threats once in a while, I want you to know how little respect I have for you. If you can't, it's impossible to fathom how little respect. It's we're in the negative territory. Like it's negative respect, like years of redemption through telling the truth would be required for you to get back to zero respect. That's how little respect I have for you. I assume everything these idiots tell you is fake. Everything. And I have zero respect for CBS either. I know exactly what they're doing. This was timed perfectly.
More in a minute, but first.
Will the lack of a red wave during the midterms lead to a more emboldened Biden? I hope not. More pork barrel spending, higher taxes, a deepening of inflation. If you're unsure how the next 2 years will unfold, talk today to Birch Gold Group about protecting your savings with gold. That's why I've bought gold from them multiple times from Birch Gold, and you can too. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. That's right. They'll help you own gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Here's what you need to do. Text DAN, D-A-N, to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold, and then talk to one of their precious metal specialists. They'll hold your hand through the whole process. Protect yourself with gold today by texting DAN to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, Birch Gold is who I trust to protect my future and yours. I'm a customer too. Text DAN to 989898 today. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. Here's the worst press secretary. Anyone changing their vote?
Yep, still sucks.
Joe, no, still sucks. KJP, the worst press secretary in the history of the United States. Watch her stumble and babble through this word salad when asked about this Hunter Biden scandal. Now that we know the dad was involved, Joe Biden, in the biggest presidential scandal in modern times, right? Watch this pathetic, sad human being who can't seem to find the talking point she's supposed to get out. And then she remembers it at the end. The talking point. See if you catch it. See if you can catch the talking point at the end here. Play that cut.
Can you address whether the president was involved in any of his son, Hunter, or his brother's foreign business deals?
So, look, there's some a little bit of interesting, kind of on-brand thinking here because, congressional Republicans ran saying that they were going to fight inflation. They said they were going to make that a priority. They were very clear about that these past several months. And instead, what they're doing is they're focusing, they're making their top priority. They get the majority and their top priority is actually not focusing on the American families, but focusing on the president's family.
Did you guys catch the talking point? Did you catch it at the end? Joe, what's the talking point? It's so clear. The talking point. Yeah. The talking point is, and she was hunting for it, is the Republicans don't care about your family. They care about the president's family. I don't care about the president's family. I care about the president. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, is involved as the big guy in the biggest influence peddling scandal we've seen in modern American history. You see it? Now, you saw in that supercut. Did you hear that talking point at the end? You saw in the supercut there. There was a clip of Leslie Stahl from the now fully disgraced and discredited 60 Minutes, ironically, which airs on CBS, a clown show of a network. CBS now forced to verify 769 days too late. The laptop story, CBS and 60 Minutes has now been involved because in that Leslie Stahl interview, you saw the cut of with Donald Trump, where she, again, is a denier. She's a Bidengate denier. A denier of the Bidengate scandal, influence peddling scandal, Leslie Stahl, an imbecile of the highest order. She was also a denier in the same interview of Spygate, now the second biggest scandal, maybe the first in U.S. history, the United States government's effort to spy on Donald Trump. Remember this in the same interview? Remember the Sir incident? Sir! Sir! This is 60 Minutes. Yes, it is 60 Minutes. And you're 61 minutes late. These people to the story, these morons, you should never, ever take this moron outlet seriously again. They've disgraced themselves over decades now. Listen to this zero of a loser journalist, Leslie Stahl, gaslight America and attack Trump for telling the truth about Spygate after attacking him on the now verified laptop, which was verified 2 years ago. Check this out.
The biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is. No. It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign. Well,
folks, again, please, please, for the last time, and I'm going to move on. Assume everything these idiots tell you is a lie. Assume it. Because the probability equation works in your favor if you do that. They are liars. Leslie Stahl has disgraced her. She should be fired immediately for this. How does this woman still have a job? In one interview, she becomes a denier of the two biggest scandals in the history of the presidency. And in one interview, she denies them both. How does this woman still have a job? How? Sir? As she's wetting herself. How does she have a job? How do you listen to this woman ever again? Freaking embarrassing. I'm glad you're here on this show where we tell you the truth. We beat these people to the punch by years.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.